This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back. We're going to talk to Bob and Patrick and others, and then Matt Bracken's taking over. Patrick in Kansas, thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say, about 9 months ago, you shot an ad wearing that green polo shirt on a kitchen table with the china cabinet behind you, and you were talking about Jesus Christ. That day, you changed me. You changed my life, and everything has been beautiful, beautiful, beautiful since then. So I wanted to thank you for that. And
I want to thank you, brother. What was the name of the video? Because we should re-air it.
I don't remember. It's been about 9 months ago. It seems like you always have good luck with that long sleeve green polo shirt. But anyways, I would like to hear more from that. I think you are in a unique position to wake people up to Jesus Christ. And
I want to be clear, it doesn't mean that I don't become worldly and evil and explode and act bad, because I'm sincere. I just know God's real and I love God. That doesn't mean I'm up here as an example of, the most pious, best person around.
Yes, sir. Yesterday was a good example of how the best men can be the most dangerous. My other topic was the 5G, the expose you had with the Health Ranger and one other guy about a month ago. My question is, all the information that you and InfoWars put out over 5G, the health concerns, and how deadly it is, what is the logical reaction to that? What should we be doing? What is the logical reaction?
I mean, listen, Israel banned it. The states, a couple states have already banned it in Switzerland, a bunch of other countries are banning it. It's dangerous. It surveils everybody. And we're just so used to the latest innovation, and Trump doesn't know. He's told it'll hire millions of people. And I just think Trump is dead wrong on this. And
yes, sir. And when the logical reaction to anything becomes terrorism.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to probably buy a piece of property somewhere around the country just as a place to have, that isn't my dad's ranch in East Texas I can get to quicker. And I'll try to run for office in that area to get people to pass a law not to put 5G in or 6G down the road, because it's coming into Austin. I'm going to have to move away from this. And, at a certain point, people are just going to start shooting these things or climbing them and beating them up with baseball bats. I mean, and I'm not saying do that, but I'm telling you, I would think about it. If I move out in the country somewhere and they come and stick it by my property to surveil me and fry me, I'm not putting up with their violence. I think that's what you're saying is they're assaulting us. Mainline science says it hurts us, and they better watch their ass.
Yes, sir. That's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. I mean, I'm just not going to lie to anybody. I've already thought this out. And, I'm not going to let them demonize the Second Amendment. So I'll take a chainsaw to it. I'll run over it with an armored tractor. I'll climb up there with a baseball bat and beat the living snot out of it. But the best way to do it, they'd be a 12-gauge with double-lock buck. Just walk right up to it and start terminating it. But I'm not saying do that. Because they'll stage something and, shoot at one into a school or something. Oh, God, terrorists blow things up, BS, man, BS. The damn stuff's getting banned all over the world. And listen. I've been around radio transmitters and stuff, and the engineers will tell you they'll burn you if you touch them. And that's just another form of this stuff. Everybody knows that it makes you where you can't sleep. It makes you sick. Fire departments all over are tough guys. They stick these on top of their buildings to make extra money. The guys are all for it. They all get sick. They can't sleep. They start bleeding out their asses. I mean, I was watching a documentary about it just the other day. It's a fact. When you get a school that puts this similar systems on it, stuff that's not even as bad, earlier systems, and there's a multi-1,000% increase in cancer, and then it happens at police stations and fire departments, it's dangerous. And with any transmitter, and I'm not an engineer, but we've had them on, the length of the antenna, every distance out, it becomes half as strong. So this stuff, at a distance, depending on the type, isn't that dangerous. The problem is the 5G is going to be a million towers to start with, everywhere, close, frying people. Everybody knows with high-tension power lines, that plants don't grow as well and stuff right around them. If you live under them, you get cancer. You can't see it, but those power lines basically have energy just blasting through them.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
War on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now, I don't raise this to go, oh, look, Hollywood talks about me. I raise it to ask, why are they doing it? Because so many shows have these villainous characters that they then say, oh, this is supposed to be Alex Jones. And in some of the movies, they say, no, this is Alex Jones. And then I'm engaging in all sorts of criminal activity, fake news, murder for hire, poisoning people, you name it. That's what Hollywood does. You had a big movie out about child molesters that kidnap and kill kids, and the bad guy's named Alex Jones, you know, the child molester. That's because the child molesters are pissed at us. And so I see that J.D., we'll go to Bob, J.D. is... saying new Netflix show references Alex Jones. I can't even keep track of all the shows that reference us now. And again, why are they doing it? Because they've been ordered to do it. To psychologically inoculate people against us. Every channel that I looked at or heard about, everybody told me on New Year's. I mean, Drew's got, you know, a big hip-hop app on his phone. He doesn't even get news pushes. And he was getting news pushes about Alex Jones losing a Sandy Hook lawsuit, which wasn't even true. Why are they doing it? They want to say, Alex Jones is losing. Alex Jones is losing. What is Tokyo Rose in World War II? We were dropping atomic bombs on Japan. And Tokyo Rose was still on AM radio and shortwave going, Americans are losing. Your sweethearts are dead. The imperial ruler has defeated you. Japanese troops have taken control of the U.S. mainland. Give up, G.I. And it's the same thing. It's like Baghdad Bob in 2003. Like Baghdad's almost completely captured. He goes, oh, we kick Americans to the Kuwait. They are in the ocean. The jet flies by and drops a bomb. Now, I'm not likening it like we're winning that good, but I mean, the fact that they're that obsessed, what are they scared of? Just red-blooded Americans. I'm not that special. I'm just a red-blooded American that isn't scared, and I am on a Ben Grimm clobbering time collision course like a juggernaut. And the fact that I just don't care. They're like, Jones doesn't care about all the threats and the fact they're trying to put a case on him or all the lawsuits. I don't care about me anymore. You can't do this and think about it. And I'm nothing. I mean, you know about wars, but I had family and much of it just basically tell the stories about Vietnam. They had to sit on top phone books and helmets because the helicopters didn't have any shielding. And you just had to fly around all day getting shot at, the helicopters blowing up around you and landing and picking troops up. You just learned to just ignore it and land, and your co-pilot's bleeding to death and just taking off. I mean, my uncle, we didn't know until he died. He had like a ridiculous amount of silver stars. Just for, it was all the communiques and all the awards he got for. And he never told anybody because he wasn't a hero. His buddies that died in other helicopters that are getting people were the heroes. And I'm just up here fighting pedophiles from a broadcast. I got armed people guarding me. I'm lucky. I'm not in a helicopter in a country that didn't even need to be invaded for globalists dying. I don't have my arms and legs blown off like our poor veterans. I'm just here saying, get away from our children, leave us alone, New World Order. And That's why what I'm doing is not heroic by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm doing is when somebody's on top of me, I'm getting them off of me. You ever had that when you're younger, the bullies, four or five of them sit on you? And I mean, it's happened to me when I was like 10 years old, stuff like that, and start hitting you in the face and beating you up until there's that moment where you just find that crazy strength. And even though they're 5 years older than you, 6 years older, you get up, pick a rock up and, you know, knock them upside the head and they go to the hospital. And then their parents try to sue you, but they can't because they attacked you and now they fear you. You see, you didn't start the fight, but they need to know you're going to finish it and not bow down to their crap anymore. And it's that spirit they can't handle. So it's true. I take it all serious, and I love it. I love all of it. Now, I try not to be like that because I can get little violent, a little aggressive, and I need to repent. But I'm on the opposite end of caring about these people or fearing them, okay? Because I'm not going to – that's where I'm comfortable. You understand? Is going all out. In fact, I'm mad at myself that I'm not going all out. I'm not fighting hard enough. I don't want to talk about myself here. I'm bringing this up, and Matt Bragg is coming up next segment. So people understand what they fear. Because they're scared of this. You understand? Because they know I'm going to politically, spiritually get my hands around their throat if God lets me. And they know it. They know I'm for real. They know I can't be bought. They know I can't be intimidated. And they know I don't care. You understand that? I don't think I'm invincible either. I don't think I'm invincible. I'm not on a power trip. I'm on fire. And they know it. Because I don't like them. I know who they are. I want them off the children. You understand? And we're going to get them off of them. They don't like that because they know I'm coming for them. And they know you're coming for them. And they know the spirit of vengeance that God is about to pour out upon them is good and is right and is strong. And they fear it. Oh, they fear it now, don't they? Sorry. But that's what they fear. You understand? That's what they fear. So that's why I'm showing them what they fear, what they hate. Is someone that isn't afraid of them. JD, what'd you see on Netflix?
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
They fear you because you tell the truth.
They fear you.
They attack you.
They fear the audience of activists.
They demonize you because you tell the truth. My wife was watching a show on Netflix. It's popular. It's called You. Two characters are having a conversation. One character was saying his story. The other character discredited him by using your name.
That's right. Alex Jones is the new conspiracy theory word. They just go, oh, Alex Jones. Did you hear Rachel Maddow give an Alex Jones defense? Exactly. They're trying to take my name and turn it into a symbol of defeat instead of a symbol of victory. And we're not going to let them do it, are we?
No.
So what else happened? I mean, did that wake your wife up more or less?
I think it woke her up more. She knows who you are. I listen to you every day. As soon as she saw that, she called me into the room, rewinded it. I watched it, and it's right there in front of everybody's face. You tell the truth, they demonize you because you tell the truth.
They had a whole show on, was it ABC, The Good Doctor, where they say it's Alex Jones, and then they say things word for word from the show, but twisted. And at the end, I admit I'm wrong and I'm a fraud and all this crap. It's unbelievable. But again, that makes me feel good that we must really be doing a good job. But you know who's doing a good job? And I'm not kissing your ass, JD. It's you. You guys are keeping us in the game so that InfoWars and the idea of it, of the bona fide genuineness of it, doesn't mean it's perfect, but it's real. It comes from a place of truth. They want to capture that identity, not have us on air, so they can really misrepresent who we are. And that means misrepresent who you are, brother. They're saying Alex Jones is you, the grassroots person that loves God. That's why they're attacking me, because they see InfoWars as the archetype of you, JD.
Exactly. And truth aligns with truth. That's why I'm here talking to you right now. They can't stop us.
Can you imagine wanting to serve this evil the way they do?
I never.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate your call. I'll try to find the episode of that. Or there's just too many episodes you can keep track of. It. It's so slimy. To watch Hollywood launch its big, stinking tentacles out at our children and at our communities, and just how much they hate America, how much they hate God. I can't cut into any more Matt Bracken, so I've done good at calls. But Bob, Jefferson, Mark, and Brandon, I'll put you at the head of the line tomorrow. And I promise, so don't let me forget tomorrow, guys, to call them first when we open the phones up and get them all a free T-shirt. Not that they all want a free T-shirt, but they all get T-shirts to tell us your size, and we'll have customer service call you, and we'll have that taken care of. And, yes, it takes money to keep us on air. They're pissed we're still here. They're trying every dirty trick they can, which I'm not at liberty to get into. And I just get pissed that I'm not fighting them more effectively and at just how corrupt our country's become in the power structure. But that's okay. That's why we're here. And so I'm beyond delighted, and I'm extremely thrilled, and I'm extremely thankful. The problem is that God's been turning the voltage on. I mean, the discernment, the focus, the anger, the will is just off the charts. I know yours is as well. So I keep praying for the power to take on the globalists. And you know what? God's given it to me. God's given it to you. This is it. This isn't a simulation. This is the real deal, baby.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
Welcome to 2020. Thanks for having me on, Alex. And in the last segment, Alex was speaking a little bit, you know, what's new about all of the constant attacks on him, on his person, becoming the big boogeyman on almost every movie and TV show. You know, if they need a villain, his name is Alex Jones. I mean, it takes a very strong person to stand up to that. It would be very easy to just duck out by a remote ranch and disappear. So we all have to appreciate that he's got the strength and fortitude and courage to just stand up and take it. I mean, he must get tired of pulling arrows out of his back. Or maybe he just leaves them in there, busts them off, and keeps on going. But I think, and I mean, I hope I'm right in this, that the more he is attacked by the mainstream media, Hollywood, and so forth, the greater his legend is. And I think, you know, by 2020, the only people that buy, you know, the Hollywood garbage, the network television stuff, the only people that buy it are kind of the, you know, first level thinker NPC meme bots, not thinking humans. And the you know, the more that Alex stands up on the skyline, you know, gets out of the trench and exposes himself, I think it serves as an example of courage for other people, myself included. You know, if Alex can do it, why can't we? Let's not back down. Let's take all the abuse and smile and just keep pushing forward, because we are winning. And there are a lot of signs that the deep state, the globalists, they're actually coming to a crisis point. We saw this across the pond with the election of Boris Johnson. This was really unexpected. Like the Trump election, right up until his election, they were saying that he was, you know, barely ahead, or it was a toss up. And it was a wipeout of the globalists, you know, the Labor Party, which had just become by the 90s and 2000s, the Labor Party was just socialists, and they absolutely alienated the middle class, the working class of England, and they were wiped out. And I think that something like that is gearing up for November of 2020, where I think that there's a chance for a huge landslide for President Trump. You know, the bots on television can drone on and on against him, but I think our president's doing overall a great job. Now, specifically talking about the hit on Soleimani, people may be tired of hearing about it, but I think I've got a couple angles on it that are somewhat fresh. Personally, you know, like they say, victory has 1,000 fathers and defeat is an orphan. Well, if it works, then you're great. It's like going for a trick play in football. When it works, the coach is a genius. And if it fumbles or gets picked six for a touchdown the other way, then you're the biggest idiot ever. But in this case, I think that the Soleimani hit was brilliant. Obviously, they've been following him. They knew his movements, and they isolated him right at the Baghdad airport, where there would be no collateral damage. They could smoke him with Hellfire missiles, take out not only Soleimani, but the Iraqi head of Soleimani's subordinate militia, and blow him up too. Kind of a really strong decapitation strike. And therefore, nobody can say this was really just an assassination of a statesman. The guy's in Iraq while they're attacking our embassy, while they're rocketing our bases. That puts him on the battlefield as a soldier, legit hit all the way, boom, gone, done. But people still, I think, to this day, they don't really understand how important Soleimani was. He was absolutely the second or maybe even the most popular in terms of his popularity, or most powerful, rather, in terms of his cult of personality in Iran. He was, to use a Nazi comparison, he was Heinrich Himmler and Reinhard Heydrich rolled into one. You know, he was running the proxy war, which has been Iran's form of warfare since they really have declared war on us in 1979 with the revolution. He has been running these proxy wars, the Hezbollahs all over the place, Lebanon and elsewhere, Yemen, across the Middle East. That's Soleimani. He uses a cutout form of warfare where when we're attacked, it's some quote-unquote Shia militia. But that's Soleimani. You know, he has been, you know, like Heydrich was for the Nazis. Heydrich was assassinated in 1942 or 43 in Prague. Because he was, you know, one of Hitler's greatest lieutenants for exporting the Holocaust or enforcing, you know, the kind of scorched earth Holocaust policy. He was taking that country to country. He was in Prague when he was assassinated. Another great general was Admiral Yamamoto. He was assassinated in the Pacific, I believe, also 42, 43. Yamamoto is 43. We assassinated him. We learned where he was going to be through collecting intel. We had broken their codes, and we jumped him with P-38 Lightnings, shot down his airplane. And he was the brilliant military strategist of the Japanese. Taking him out took away one of their greatest brains, one of their unifying brains. So now with Soleimani gone, you've got not only nobody with anything near his personal cult of personality, his popularity, but his follow-ons now are going to be very worried about exposing themselves. Part of Soleimani's power was that he was out on the battlefield, so to speak, you know, helicoptering around Iraq, visiting his so-called militia forces, and that did him in, that hubris, that pride. That desire to take selfies on the battlefield, that did him in. And that cult of personality, when it's cut like that, you know, it's a big psychological blow to his followers. It's debatable inside of Iran just how popular he was, but certainly at least 10 or 20% of the people adored him. You know, the masses that went out on the street, they weren't all just given meals or paid or threatened. They really do love him in the same sense that you know, millions of Soviets loved Stalin and millions of brainwashed Chinese loved Mao. Now, 80% of the population is probably quietly glad he's dead, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that they're suddenly going to rise up and take over the country. But it does give us it's a weak point now for the regime, so it does give us an opening to try to split the mullahs and the radicals, that would be the IRCG and the Quds Force, you know, the religious fanatics, split them from the 80% of the country that wish that they could rejoin the family of nations. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the positive things that have come out of this and some of the mistakes, because it's my opinion the key to all of this. Anything that we attack in Iran, I mean, if we do, hopefully we're on a big pause now, should be gauged and calibrated to split that 10 or 20%, the mullahs, from the 80 or 90%, the people. Anything we do to unify them is a mistake. Anything we do to push them apart is going to help us in the end. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this on the other side. Then we're going to move on to Richmond, Virginia, January 20th. And talk about that. I'll be right back.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate. But everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago, when I started taking X2, the products InfoWars Life. I still got sick every couple of years. And, yeah, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the right products.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, I just want to finish up a few thoughts on the Soleimani hit that I haven't really seen spoken of much or read about. And one factor is going back to trying to split the radical leaders of Iran from the average people. A couple days ago, Trump tweeted out, and then he spoke about attacking their cultural targets. And I think this is a huge mistake. He might have been thinking in terms of trolling the Democrats. The Democrats will flip out, and then I'll say, oh, you care more about artwork than human lives. That's an easy, that's pretty easy for the American audience. But the way that this played in Iran is absolutely terrible.
because, you know, even secular Iranians, and probably the majority of Iranians today are privately secular. They're not believers. They're ex-Muslims. They can't say it, of course. But when you say we're going to blow up, you know, 3,000-year-old Persian antiquities, that's where you really get them, because all Iranians are proud of their Persian heritage, and they have a right to be. These are not stupid, you know, scrawny desert Arabs. These are Persians. They invented chess. You know, they can make their own cruise missiles. Just go on the web and look up Iranian cruise missiles. They have them from at every size, and they're so cheap that they can afford to, you know, send out fleets of these cruise missiles for the price of a fraction of the defense against them. They're not stupid people. And by saying that we could target Persian or Iranian cultural sites, what that does is unify the Iranians against us. And everything we do should be seen in terms of splitting the hated Iranian leadership that's controlled that country for 40 years from the people who would like to modernize and secularize. You know, along with that, I keep hearing people like Hannity, they're saying, we're just going to go in and nuke and, you know, wipe out their refineries. They got three big refineries. That's great. We can do that. No problem. But what that does is affect all Iranians. And in fact, the military would be the least affected because they'll have the most secure supply for petroleum oil lubricants. The average guy trying to get it at the gas station, he's the one that will suffer the most. Or the guy who's trying to stay warm in the winter, he's the one that will be affected the most. So that would be a last resort. That would be down the road to take out the refineries. The targets that you have to take out are the logistic points where the Iranian Revolutionary Guards could not, you know, get out of their motor pools, things like that. Attack their mobility, attack their own POL sites that are military oriented. You know, do not go after targets that are going to affect the 80% of the Iranian people. Only target the mullahs, the Quds Force, the IRCG. You know, and something that's, you've been hearing Quds Force here for the last week or two. People need to know Quds, Al-Quds is Jerusalem. Soleimani named his, kind of like his SS stormtroopers, they're called the Jerusalem Force. So these guys are very bad dudes. They have an objective of not only knocking America out of the Middle East, who cares, I'd like to be gone too. They see themselves in a death struggle against Sunni Islam. They want to take over Jerusalem under a Shia flag. That was Soleimani's thing. He is a Shia fanatic. So yes, we were in a sort of temporary alliance of convenience in Iraq going after ISIS, but that's only because ISIS was Sunni. They didn't care that ISIS was committing atrocities. The Quds Force commits atrocities equally. You know, they just killed something like 1,500 demonstrators, firing live ammo straight into crowds. No warning shots, no rubber bullets, live ammo into crowds. You know, when something like that's happening, you know the end of the regime is drawing near. That's similar almost to the last days of the Shah, when the Shah's guards we're shooting right into crowds. That's an end stage. So we need to do everything we can to exacerbate the collapse of the regime and not attack the Iranian people and thereby drive all the Iranians together as a unified force against America. Now, one last thing. The Ukrainian jet, no doubt it was shot down by their own rocket. I've seen the picture, you probably have seen it, of the forward control head of the missile with the four little fins that's on the front of the missile. Somebody saw that and took a picture of it. You know, it landed somewhere around the aircraft. And no doubt that identifies the actual rocket that did it. And then you can see on the large pieces of fuselage paneling and wing panels, the dead giveaway are these little cut marks that are like 4 inches long, either straight or triangular. That's where the frag from the rocket warhead actually cut into the fuselage. The way these missiles work, they'll explode at the closest point of approach, meaning if it's going to miss, because remember, they're also being used to aim against things that can maneuver like a jet fighter. So they don't assume they're going to make a dead hit. But at the closest point of approach, no matter whether that's a hit or a near miss, it's going to explode, and it sends out a cloud of shrapnel. And that's the giveaway, or those little cut marks that you'll look at and see in the pictures of big wing sections and fuselage sections. That's the dead giveaway, that and the motor head, the control head of the rocket. So what does that mean? It means that the Iranians are very panicked. They've got weapon systems on automatic. They're in a very vulnerable stage right now. Anything we do has to be designed to divide their leadership from the people. Anything that drives the people and the leadership together is a mistake, like even talking about targeting Persian cultural sites. Big mistake. Or taking out the refineries. Big mistake. Everything we do has to be targeted against the mullahs, the Quds force, the IRCG. That's the way we win in Iran. Trump has said we're not going to let them have a nuke. That's not going to be easy with this regime. I mean, that would take a huge war with the penetrating missiles and so forth. The way that we stop them from getting a nuke is regime change, but it has to be done very, very carefully and craftily. And talking about taking out refineries or cultural sites is exactly the wrong tack to take. Okay. I'm going to switch gears now and start talking about what I think is the other biggest story, which is Virginia. I've written two pretty lengthy, in-depth pieces in the last week. One is called Virginia, the 2020 Virginia Showdown. It's up at American Partisan. And the other one is also at American Partisan, where I write, and it's called Richmond, the Mother of All Buffalo Jumps. And some people are, you know, wondering what I'm thinking about, that I'm kind of being a Debbie Downer on Richmond. But the more I've been studying it, the more it's shaping up like going to be a Charlottesville type of an event. I know that people's hearts are in the right place. I know that people want to do something. They absolutely, you know, want to fight back against what's happening coming out of Richmond and Northern Virginia, that tiny part of Virginia with the high population that runs the entire state for the time being. But I'm telling you, charging into Richmond in force is going to be a mistake. I keep reading people saying, if I see an Antifa pull a club, I'm going to pull my gun. Or we're just going to overwhelm them when there's 30,000 of us around the courthouse, around the Capitol. They're just going to have to pay attention. I mean, I understand people's desire to do something, and I know that their heart is in the right place. But the more that I study this and I read these kind of comments, the more I think, you know, this is shaping up to be what I would call a buffalo jump. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about that. And we're also going to look at a two-minute video showing how the mainstream media is going to increasingly portray this Richmond January 20th rally. This is what the national media is going to be showing leading up to the actual day. And we'll be back in a couple minutes and talk about Virginia.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
All right. The next 10 minutes is going to be my Big Virginia segment. I went to the University of Virginia, incidentally, in the 70s, graduated from UVA right there in Charlottesville in 79. And I would encourage anybody thinking about going to Richmond, please study up on what happened in Charlottesville. It's very instructive. You know, the vast majority of the people that went there to defend the Robert E. Lee statue were just good people. I get it. Their hearts were in the right place. But they had a bunch of things working against them, despite their great intentions, their honest, wonderful intentions. There are a few things that were just working against them, and the same things are going to work against them in Richmond. Number one, any kind of a demonstration that gets national attention like this is going to attract the real idiot fringe. You know, guys that like to march around like they're in the, stormtroopers, because they know that the cameras will be there. There's sort of a symbiotic relationship between these the neo-Nazi nutcases and the mainstream media. Because the mainstream media would like to portray all conservatives, people interested in the Second Amendment, they would like to portray all of us as neo-Nazis. So if there are 10 guys at Richmond that look like Charlottesville, you know, neo-Nazis in their khaki, with swastikas, trust me, that will be the image for everybody of the gun rights movement. You know, that will be the image. It won't be helped. You can't say, but we didn't invite those guys. We don't like them. We don't want them. The cameras will be there. Those knuckleheads will be there. And you'll be standing behind them looking like an extra. So if anybody pulls out that kind of a flag, they need to be yanked down. They need to be thrown in the street. They need you don't expect the police to help you. The police are there to make you look bad. Remember, the police work for Governor Northam. Governor Northam's house is the executive mansion of Virginia. It's right on the grounds next to the Capitol. So when you talk about storming the Capitol Square in Richmond, you're talking about storming Northam's house. If you go on his Twitter feed, you can see he's been getting, you know, threats, deservedly, all up and down for the last few months. If he posts happy birthday or Merry Christmas, he gets angry, threatening tweets as a storm at him. So he's going to be very freaked out. That means the police are going to be very freaked out. Something most people don't know. Okay, the FBI, the federal building, which is the FBI, the ATF, it's like three blocks from the Capitol. So they can walk there, the FBI and ATF. The new SAC for Virginia, the special agent in charge, the top FBI guy, is a guy named David Archie, spelled not like the comic book, but A-R-C-H-E-Y, if you want to look it up. His last job was being the lead investigator for Mueller. He's an FBI counterintelligence specialist, probably a buddy of Peter Strzok. They got the same bio, same rank, same age. So they put Christopher Wray, just since the Mueller thing broke up, put this guy, David Archie, in charge of Richmond. What have the deep state globalist feds been trying to do for the last, you know, 10 years? They have been trying to portray white nationalist patriots as the big domestic terror threat. They have been trying to dial that up. Now, why is that? It's because if you are a globalist, you do not want to emphasize, for example, Islamic terrorism, because if the biggest threat is seen as Islamic terrorism, then what's the answer? More national sovereignty. Close our borders. Defend our country. Don't bring in these refugees from these countries. But how do you go the other way? How do you get rid of the borders and tend towards globalism? Well, you make American patriots into the big domestic terror threat. That's why the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, it's less under Trump, but let's face it, the deep state is still fully embedded. They are trying to gear up a fear of the white domestic terrorist. Having 10 or 20 or 30,000 Americans stampede into Richmond, for example, waving the stars and bars and pulling out long guns, would be a dream for these deep staters within our government. It is what they stay up at night dreaming about. It is what I would call Charlottesville times 10. You know, if this happens, it will not advance the cause of our right to keep and bear arms and defending the Second Amendment. It will convince a millions of Americans that gun owners, and remember, we're only like a third, less than a half of the population are gun owners. So the people that don't own guns, what would they learn out of a Charlottesville disaster happening in Richmond? They would learn that American gun owners are dangerous fanatics bordering on domestic terrorists, and intelligent, wise people should do everything we can to ban these dangerous semi-automatic weapons. Look, I'm on the side of the Second Amendment, but I just think a stampede into Richmond is what the deep state wants to happen. They would love it if trouble breaks out. Remember in Charlottesville, they actually kept changing the permits, changing the allowed times and areas so that they could force the Robert E. Lee statute offenders straight into the path of Antifa. then there's no police. They wanted those brawls to break out. They wanted it to happen. And another example that I would like to reference, which is not Charlottesville, but it shows a kind of a dynamic that can happen. It could happen in Richmond. This happened a few years ago in Waco, Texas, at a restaurant called Twin Peaks, where a couple of motorcycle groups, they were actually having a peaceful meeting. Two motorcycle clubs, they weren't there for a war. They were there kind of like to hash things out and have like a political peace treaty talk. Well, because they were to the police, these were dangerous bikers. Undercover Waco SWAT was on the parking lot, in vehicles, also around the place on buildings. It's still debatable what happened, who pulled out a gun first. It may have been an undercover cop in a bathroom that got outed and he's being pushed around, hits the panic button. As he's coming out of the restaurant, the SWAT snipers see their undercover getting, you know, what they consider in danger. Bang, bang. The next thing you know, 9 bikers are dead. 20 are grievously wounded. Many of the dead have head wounds. They arrested 177 bikers. If you were there, you were arrested. Identical charges of, you know, conspiracy to, commit aggravated assault leading to murder, something like that. $1 million bail. They spent weeks and weeks in jail. Eventually, all the charges were dropped. A lot of people think that the bikers were just shot by police snipers. It wasn't a biker versus biker pistol fight. When the shooting started out, yeah, there's some bikers seen with pistols. Not one person had a biker bullet pulled out of them. Most of the dead and wounded, the bullets went right through. A lot of people think it was all police SWAT snipers. What does that have to do with Richmond? You know, with potentially up to 30,000 or more people, pissed off gun owners, saying, I'm going to Richmond to shout in the face of the governor. You know, if you look at that downtown picture of the around the Capitol, it's surrounded by, you know, 10 and 8, 10, 12-story buildings. And those are going to just be occupied by police snipers, folks. I can just see a situation where some troll waving a Nazi flag gets beat up, or an Antifa with a club confronts some old boomer who pulls out a pistol. The next thing you know, some trigger-happy cop on a building sees somebody pulling a pistol and shoots him. I mean, look at Charlottesville. One person died just from a car getting surrounded by people. He gunned the accelerator. You know, it's debatable how it all happened. That person is in prison for life plus 419 years. This is serious business, people. And remember, the deep state globalists want Richmond to be a fiasco. They want it to be, you know, a dynamite stick blowing up in our hand, because then they're going to turn around and say, look at these dangerous gun owners. We need to get these domestic terrorists under control. Please, folks, be smart. If you go to Richmond, be smart. Read my two essays, Virginia 2020 Showdown and the Mother of All Buffalo Jumps. And when you go to Richmond, please be smart about it. And God willing, in the creek that rise, I'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.